When you think of parks and recreation, you might picture playgrounds or trails. In Omaha, this department oversees the city's arts community and its planning. That is because the Omaha Arts Commission operates under the Parks and Rec, a structure that might seem unusual.
Parks and Rec, I think, across the country and maybe the world, is that area that has maybe some of that broadest diversity to include something as specific as arts or public art management.
At the center of this structure is Matthew Kalsevich, Parks and Recreation Director, a longtime performing artist and director. His wife, who is also a visual artist, shares his deep background in the arts. So he brings personal passion and professional experience to the role.
When art came up as an opportunity when looking at this position and the role I have now as the director, I was highly intrigued by that. As much as I've tried to maybe piece the history of it together, I can't exactly pin down when that happened, but it came in under a broad umbrella of just the public property responsibilities that our department has. And so I guess a broader history for me with Parks and Recreation, I've worked for a department where Parks and Recreation managed libraries. I worked for a department where Parks and Recreation handled cemeteries. So Parks and Rec, I think, across the country and maybe the world, is that area that has maybe some of that broadest diversity to include something as specific as arts or public art management.
Kalsevich says that the community has seen stronger collaborations between public spaces and public art, whether it is sculpture installations in parks, community murals, or partnership with local art organizations, the alignment between parks and the arts has led to creative projects that are more accessible to more people in more neighborhoods.
It just really kind of came together for me as an underutilized, potentially incredibly powerful tool that we really needed to build up to help educate, to help inform, to help grow what was available to the community in terms of public art access.
He emphasizes that it's more than just convenience. It is about the impact in Omaha.
We have some significant projects going on, and it's been a great collaboration internally of, Parks and Rec, of the mayor's office, planning, public works, all saying this makes sense. And you need that kind of synergy internally then to get the community to really buy in. But we have Levi Carter, our new activity center, recreation and activity center. We have very consciously said there needs to be an arts element. There needs to be engagement with the community that is connecting people to the arts community. And we even talked about maybe emphasizing not just local artist representation, but honoring the history in the area where we're developing this.
That vision fits with the Omaha Arts Commission's broader mission of supporting, encouraging, and expanding the arts presence in public life. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.